Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have Rachel saying that every time an actor is interviewed about how he gained weight for a movie role, he says he just ate the worst garbage food for a month straight. And then she says that he's actually describing her diet, the so-called normal one that she's been eating for 31 years. I guess it won't be too long before turbo cancer comes knocking on her flesh folds. Up next, it looks like two men were seen paddling away from the scene of a crime. The one in the front looks to have super broad shoulders. Why do you suppose that Michelle, has such broad shoulders? If Barack is in the closet, why doesn't he come out already? In this day and age, it would be great if he wasn't just the first black president, but also the first gay one. Number three, I said that abortion bans in American states would bring up the birth rates. And this is actually what the Washington Compost article is saying, about two teens that had become parents because of an abortion ban. A full abortion ban in Romania in the 1960s brought the fertility rate up 50%, from two kids per woman to three. But blaming the abortion ban instead of learning to use condoms is really dumb. Moving on, we have a man with a supposedly impossible choice. His wife has asked him if she can actually sleep with her ex-boyfriend, because she is left with only 9 months to live. A terminal illness brings out a person's real personality. She's selfish, but if he leaves her, then he looks like a monster. But if he lets her sleep with the ex, then he actually fails the shit test, and she loses any respect she may have had for him. He should say yes so long as he could film it all for OnlyFans. Number five, we have Savannah Hernandez, saying that AI needs to be stopped, probably because it's making more beautiful fake women than the real her. That ship has sailed, though, and look on the bright side. At least AI knows what a woman is, even if it can't render her fingers properly. Wait until OnlyFans is populated by Indian dudes with voice synthesizers, using AI to generate women to take simp bucks and women's attention. Up next, we have Alma complaining that Japan is misogynistic, probably because they hate Western women like her there. And then Bizlet says that the age of white women is over, with a picture of a white man running off with a Japanese girl. Next to him, we see a single mother, white woman, screeching autistically as Tyrone's brood clings to her titties. Remember, guys, anything that benefits men is misogynistic, especially if it takes women's attention away. Number seven is Donald Trump's lawyer, and just look at how she's dressed for court. The guy better get serious instead of simping out for some hottie. Maybe her plan was to wow the judge with her jugglies. Also, by the way, at least if she looks like that, the judge will be paying attention to her. She's smart and probably using her cleavage as leverage. Number eight, we have a new children's book called Daddy Doesn't Live Here Anymore, with Justin Trudeau, the man leaving the family, on the front. And if you look closely in the house, you'll see a perfect Tyrannosaurus specimen, waiting patiently to get his semen on Sophie. Knowing Canada, this will probably be accepted reading material in kindergarten class, minus the Tyrone, of course. He'll probably be replaced by a lesbian, though, because that's more inclusive and eliminates toxic masculinity. Moving on is a student that's sleeping with her professor so that she can pass her class by letting him into her ass. He tells her that she already passed, and then you get to see her pissed off. A long time ago, a girl in my class got a higher grade than me. We submitted our essays to a national competition. I came second in Canada. She didn't. Number 10, we have a woman that says the boy she was involved with that took her virginity went back on Tinder in front of her an hour after deflowering her. He's an a-hole, but she's probably obsessed with him now, thinking that he can actually do much better than her, so that proves to her that he's a high-value male. This is what happens when a woman sleeps with Chad before getting commitment up front. But that's how being treated as an object works, lady. Up next is Mark Zuckerberg's son. And so now we know why he wants to fight Elon Musk. The fight is happening in ancient Rome, and it sounds like it's straight out of Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter. Looks like Zuck got cocked, though. But my money is on Zuck for the fight, as he's much younger and in shape. Elon is in such poor shape, I'm surprised that his mother even allowed him to fight. The state he's in, he couldn't even donate his body to science fiction. Number 12 is a woman showing a man a home pregnancy test. He asks her why she's showing him this, and she says that she was with him yesterday. He then says that he had a vasectomy last year and it ain't his. But if you look carefully, you'll actually see that this is actually a COVID test. Many of you guys fell for this one. One guy even says he didn't know the pregnancy test works only 24 hours after sex. Looks like we got ourselves a low IQ bro here. Moving on is an old one, but a good one. With women getting to scream at Trump through their vajayjays. That place must have smelled like three old day fish when they were finally finished. They always take off their clothes, don't they, when they complain. Isn't any wonder why aliens don't make contact with humans? If these women are from the most advanced culture on the planet, then the West is already lost. Number 14, we have Ellen Page on the left suffering with the difficult life of being a woman. But on the right, we have Elliot Page, living with all the privilege of being a man for the last 2 years. Women always claim they have it harder, but that's just projection because they don't want men to say that first, because it's true. I miss Ellen Page, especially in the film Inception. I hope she gets all the great benefits of being part of the patriarchy. Up next, we have a survey that says that more men than women have unrealistic dating expectations. I wonder if this survey was taken by only women. Or maybe men actually do have unrealistic expectations because finding a woman in the low single digits with regards to body count is impossible these days. Also, finding a woman that's not overweight is also unrealistic, don't you know? Most men may have high expectations at first, but they end up settling and lowering them. Number 16 is what I think is a woman saying that her 800 tattoos have made it impossible for her to find a job because everyone refuses to hire her. It's almost as if choices have consequences. Most women don't bother with dealing with things like reality. Maybe she should actually look for a job in the circus. Either that or a job at a tattoo parlor to show people which tattoos not to get. Moving on, we have some sex doll humor. They are so realistic these days that they only want to be friends with you. The real doll company already makes them with an AI that actually talks back and turns you down. Guys are literally paying $10,000 to be rejected by a robot. How pathetic. Also remember, feminists want you to think the robot can be reprogrammed to terminate you. But the question is, how is that any different than a real girlfriend? Number 18, we have an image showing us how supposedly triggered lesbians are when trans women show up on their dating apps. Many modern lesbians, though, are open to dating trans women. And that's been a strategy that many of the trans maxers have employed to get girls. Become the very thing that they want to attract. That's women's chameleon strategy. But it just makes you wonder what this trans biggie is trying to attract. We certainly do have a mental health crisis, don't we? Up next is Salma Hayek from 1996 in the film From Dusk Till Dawn. And the second image is from recently. But I say let's see what she really looks like without all those filters. You can clearly see the bangs under her eyes have been photoshopped away. I wonder what else they smoothed out. She probably took this new picture on the right to drum up some attention for herself and maybe get a new movie role out of it. Let's also not forget that she's had plastic surgery and is covered in body makeup. Number 20, if you want to know how gender studies were done in the 80s, then check out Kevin from Home Alone, reading his brother's Playboy magazine. This is obscene in the 1980s, and today it's just light reading at your local woke kindergarten. Also remember that in the 80s, there were only two genders, unlike today. Number 21 is a woman that admitted her body count was 126, and she says that her man still loves her for it, that he's a king for doing so. But in the follow-up message, she says that he just broke up with her. So I guess she just needs to hose herself down after number 127 and go find 128. But something tells me she won't be telling the next guy her new number. It's like waiting in line at the DMV. Moving on, we have a 39-year-old man that decided to get together with a single mother, and he's happy to become a dad. Men like this give single mothers hope after they've been burning the coal. It just goes to show that not all of them have to pay the toll, at least not forever. But don't they just make an absolutely beautiful family together? Number 23 is a woman that was horribly attacked in Portland, Oregon by a homeless man. She's now changed her vote from Democrat to Republican in that crime-ridden paradise of a city. She also blames the city for their poor response time when she called 911. If women weren't allowed to vote, then the odds are pretty good that this sort of thing wouldn't have happened in the first place. Remember, gentlemen, the dildo of consequences rarely comes lubed. Up next is Crystal, and she has 12 kids from 8 different daddies. The youngest one is only 2 days old, and she wants to meet you in person. Lucky you. But remember, guys, to bring your wallets because her kids like KFC. I think she left the watermelon part out of it. I guess she burned the coal too and now wants you to pay the toll. I wonder if her last name is Meth. The jury is still out to see if this is real or just the most epic troll ever. Number 25 and the last one for this week is Pearl Davis. And she wore this shirt that says women shouldn't vote, and I asked you guys if I should sell this shirt, and many of you said yes. But Pearl had the idea first and is now selling them. Whenever I see her do something like this, I get afraid that it'll lead to a backfire in the entire manosphere, and they will get censored, all except for her, of course, as she remains unharmed. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also, remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.